friends. This year should be a special schus for Avinu Rim Rasi Sheyichyu. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. Smoshi Rabin Peshadina. Haina Shlita. The schus for Avinu Sorbim Moshe Mordechai. Fight Shlita. The schus for Shmuel Yamatishna Rachalei. Stein Shlita. Haim Chobin Evesim. Chol Nilvim Elam. Bracha Watzach Wachamas Eidayim. The schus Yedid Navshi. Rabbi Gora Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis Shlita. Hu Ishta B'chol B'nei Beso. This is based on the Torah of Marn Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Chutnis Atzal. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, Harotza Shiyachkim Yasek B'dinei Mamedes. If somebody wants to be a Chacham, then what should he do? He should be Osek in Dinei Mamedes. If you want to be a Chacham, then you should involve yourself in the laws of monetary laws. That chelik of Torah, that's Dine Mamanis, is very much designed to make us wise. The explanation is based on the fact that questions in Torah are split up into Asur, Mutter, Torah, Tameh, Kadosh or Chulin, Pater or Chayiv. The shaylas are always b'hafachim. It's either Isser or it's Heter. Dinei Mamanis, the shayla is the kesef shaykh to Reuven or to Shimon? They're both Jews, and the money of Jews has special shaykhs to Kedushas Yisrael. As we see in the Gemara, Torah Chasal Mamonim Shay Yisrael, the Torah is Rachmanis on Jewish money. All the other questions deal with the differences between Kodesh and Chol, Tar and Tameh, Asur and Mutter. Dine Mamanis is a discussion about the Havdalah in Kodesh LeKodesh. Because whether it's Shaykh to Reuven or to Shimon, it still belongs to a Jew. Uvivadai Havdalah in Kodesh LeKodesh, certainly the distinction between holy and holy, is a sach idler via Havdalah ben Kodesh L'chol. It's much more adin, it's much more subtle, it's much more abstract than the Havdalah ben Kodesh L'chol. And in this Tosefis Adinus, with this additional subtlety and abstraction, is the key to Skulas HaChachma. Harotzei Shiachkim Yasuk B'dinei Mamanis. That vort was said in the name of the Avnei Nezer. The reason it makes you so wise is because it's a much more subtle distinction. Because you have to separate between Kodesh and Kodesh. Does it belong to Reuven or does it belong to Shimon? And what b'chal is the makor that Maman Yisrael has shaychus l'kedushas Yisrael? Shorash hadavar is b'kedushas b'chora. Sherei b'hema shel Yisrael yesh bo kedushas b'chora. The makor that Maman Yisrael has shaychus to Kedushas Yisrael is in the Kedusha of Bechora. A Jewish animal has the Kedusha of Bechora, but if just one part of it belongs to an Akum, even the hand of the animal, the arm of the animal, the leg of the animal, whatever it may be, there's Yad Akum Be'emtza, if there's a Goyish hand in the middle, there's no Din B'chora. B'chora Stav Kim, Rama, Perak Dalet, Milchus B'chora, Salach Aleph. So you see that by Kedushas B'chora, we see that only Jewish money is holy. Because if a Gentile is involved, it's not holy anymore. So there's no Kedushas Mammon by a Gentile, only by a Jew. So you see this Havdalah Ben Yisrael Amim, that Maman Yisrael has Kedushas Yisrael, and therefore there's a Chiyuv B'chora in the animal. Biur Inyan. Shorash Hadavar Mizgala Dafka B'Kedushas B'chora. The explanation that this is revealed specifically in the Kedusha of the B'chora is the Pasuk by Daber Moshe Elam El Shem Moshe Leimor Kadosh Likol B'chor Peter Rechem, etc. God says to Moshe, sanctify me, every Bechor, firstborn. Moshe said, remember this day you left Egypt, the house of servitude. So the Torah is assuming that Moshe says to the Jewish people what was told to him. And in the Pasuk of Dibur Moshe Lam, we find something different that God said to him. Hashem told him, Kedushas Bechora, Kadish li kol Bechor peter rechem. And what does Moshe say? Moshe starts saying, remember the day you left Egypt. So what's going on over here? So here we have a klal of the Ramban. But sometimes the Pasuk is concise with the words that God spoke to Moses. And sometimes in the words Moses spoke to the Jewish people. So Mela, God told him, the Pasuk just didn't tell us what God had told him. And he then reported that to the Jewish people, what Hashem had actually told him. But we still have to understand why specifically here we have this kitzer. Why dafka in this dibur do we lack the behedja? So we have to know that in all the onshim of Tanakh, we don't have a dugma of what happened in Makkos Bechoros. We're not talking here about the Chomer HaMakka, but the type of Onesh, as we're going to explain. In fact, it's the only Onesh in the Torah from which Kedusha emerges Ladaros. Says in Chazal, Ad kan kvod Elokim haster davar. Until now, the glory of God is when you hide things. In other words, Maaseh Bereishis is haster davar. That's to be hidden. We don't know the secrets of creation. Mikan ve'elech kvod Hashem chakor davar. From here and in, the glory of God is to investigate the matter. Since from Bereishis till Vayechulu, the issue is Hishavas HaKol Yesh Me'ayin, the development from nothing to something, and Yesh Me'ayin is unique to Hashem, therefore it relates to Kvod Elokim. And Kvod Elokim, the glory of Hashem, the honor of Hashem, is Haster Dover, is to be hidden. From Vayechulu and on, the issue is leading what exists. And therefore that relates to Kavod Malachim. Kedarkim Shel Malachim, as is the way of the kings, to lead, to guide those under their control, their rulership. And the glory of kings is in Chakor Dabar, investigating, to understand. So, normal thought perceives this inyan as Masha Yakvaraya. What was, was. In other words, Kvod Elokim is shaykh to the tkufa of Hishavas HaOlam, to the 6 days of creation. And therefore we limit the musug of Kvod Elokim Haster Dover to those days in which the world was created, what was then. But this is not correct. Kvod Elokim Haster Dover continues Kol Yamos HaOlam, continues for all the generations, and not only for those 6 days. And that's Mepchinas Mechadish Betuvah Uchoyim Tomin Maaseh Bereishis. Kvod Elokim Haster Dover is Kol Yamos HaOlam, not only those 6 days, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was always Mechadish in His goodness Maaseh Bereishis. And to the extent that creation is constant, to that very extent, The haster davar, what must be hidden, is also constant. Because that's the tsura of the world. Hu amar v'yehi, utziva v'yamoid. He said and it was. He commanded and it stood. From behind the continuum of the yesh of tziva v'yamod is hiding a huam ravayei, a constant chiddush of maisa bereshis. And anybody can understand that in that nekuda of ishavas yet me'ayin liyesh, there's no room for leadership, because there is no one. There's just creation of something from nothing. It's all bria. There's no anhaga with ein. Just with yesh there could be anhaga, there could be rulership, leadership. Moshe ne'amar noig b'chazdo b'chol dor. Midosav yizbarach haynu anhagasa yizbarach. His chesed's in all the generations, because his midos are his anhaga, how he leads the world. And in all of our avoda, we try to be mizdameh. We try to make ourselves similar to the darkei hanhaga of Hashem in his midos of hanhaga. But the hishavos, the coming into being, as opposed to the leadership afterwards, the etzem hishavos, the coming into being, hides behind the tziva v'yamod. He commanded and it was. And only Hanhaga is revealed to us, but his havas is hidden. So just like in the first 6 days there was a kvod elokim, so to b'chol yimos olam there's a b'chinas kvod elokim b'hu amar v'yehi. And the hu amar v'yehi, that continues for all the generations. Because Bria is constant. Just in those first 6 days, the Kvod Elohim was revealed. And now it's hidden behind the Anhaga of Kvod Malachim. There's the honor of the kings, of Chakor Dover, that we investigate, the world we see. But behind that is Hashem constantly recreating. What's Mechayev us in our avodah is Hashem's Anhaga of the world. That's Kavod Malachim, the glory of the kings, meaning the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Hanhaga of the world after creation. But the creation itself is secret to us. We don't know. Avodas Hashem is Yonek Mikvod Malachim. Aval Bechina Zusha Kvod Elokim Nisheres Nistar Benogela Vodaseinu. This Bechina of Kvod Elokim is hidden with respect to our avoda. And that's the dimension of Haster Davar. And we're supposed to hide it. For example, when we teach about creation, we don't do it barabim v'chadayim. The secrets, like we see in Chagigah, are not told to large groups. And whenever we're talking about his havos coming into being, creation, the rule of Haster Dover is the rule that applies. That's the guiding principle. Haster Dovrim kein Musa balofane limur chelek hator liberatius ad vayichulu. So Haster Dover is from Bereshis till Yivayichulu, and also every moment of our avoda. There's also a Haster Dover. Can't be mizdamet Hashem, because we don't know, that's hidden from us, the hishavos. But it's also part of our avodah to know that the kavod elokim is to be mastir his midah of being mechadish b'choyam tamid b'tuva ma'isa bereshis. Makas b'choros, we know, is the 10th makkah, and that parallels the first of the 10 Ma'amaris. The 10th Makkah is the first of the 10 Ma'amaris. This, the second Ma'amar is the 9th Makkah. The third Ma'amar is the 8th Makkah, etc. So we'd like to explain this, how Makkah's Bechoros is Mechuvin Kneged Bereishis, as it says in Tehillim. Reishis Oinim Ba'oleichom. The first of your strength was in the tents of Cham. So what's this Makkah doing in Bereishis? All the Onshim in the world are B'loshan Anhaga, B'loshan Pu'ula. There's an action there. V'chrati Al-Karof, V'yikra 17:10. V'chara Api, I'll get angry. Shmos 23:22-23. But not Makkah's B'choros. Misa B'chor, there's no chiddush in Maisa Bereishis. It was just a stoppage of Amar Vayehi. That's what it means. Kachatzos Laila, and Yotze B'soch Mitzrayim, Umeis Kol B'chor Beretz Mitzrayim. And Chatzos, I'm going to go out to Mitzrayim, and all the B'chors are going to die. It doesn't say I'm going to kill them. Mamela, they're going to die. In other words, it's going to be a hefsek in Chiddush Maisa Bereishis. I'm coming out on a Yotze for my Hester. Normally hidden is now going to be revealed. And the one is Mechadesh Chaim, normally, is now going to stop being Mechadesh Chaim or new life, for the Bechor was from midnight on, from Chatzos Laila of Lel Tesvav. So now the Gori Manistar, God's being the hidden cause, is completely revealed. And the Yotze, I'm coming out, Umizgala Mitocha Hester. It's going to be revealed from the hiddenness. So it's not an onus of pu'ula. It's a one-time punishment in all of history. An onus of hefsek abriya. God just stopped being mechadish their lives. He didn't actually kill them. Just stopped. Amaze kol b'chor. By the zemit b'hel lefonenu l'shon abraita, ani v'lo malach alim v'lo saraf ani v'lo b'shaliach. It's only going to be me. B'chvodo be'atzma. Makkah's b'choros al yedei Hashem b'chvodo be'atzma. What does that mean? That there can't be any partnership. It's only through Hashem who be'atzma. Like Maisa Bria. In other words, now this Makkah's Bechoros is coming back to the Maisa Bria. Because now he's revealing that he's the Borei every second. And now he stopped being a Borei, so this can only be him. So Makkah's Bechoros was in the framework of a non-Bria. And therefore it says, Umeis kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. It's automatic. Then therefore lo yedei malach, lo yedei saraf, anihu v'lo shaliach, anihu v'lo acher. And if at that moment the b'china of Hester Dover, Kvod Elokim, is ruling, at that moment we saw the lights of Bereishis, and that's the connection of Makkah's Bechoros and Bereishis. Wow. And what happened at that moment of Chatzos to cause all of this? For the Yitzi of Kvod Elokim, and for the one-time phenomenon of Onish Derech Bria, not B'derech Hanhaga. That moment was created the strongest Bria of all the worlds, the Jewish people. And Zelu Matzeh came out in Makkah's Bechoros. We were created, they were uncreated. The Bria of Reishis is Knesset Yisrael. B'Reishis B'Shul Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. And every Reishis is Shayach Tevod Elokim Haster Dover. Every Reishis is Bechinas Hishavos, the coming into being. And the Reishis of Knesset Yisrael shined at that moment. And any other Tzior of Reishis was Mizbatel. It's only one Reishis. Memela, when the Reishis of Klal Yisrael came into being, the Reishis of the Bechoros of Mitzrayim died. Umeis kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. All of the kochos of Rashis were directed towards the Jews, and Memela to their Rashis, and Memela the Mitzrim lost their koach HaRashis, and all the b'choros died. B'choreim harakta v'chorcho ga'alta. That's the sea, that's the peak. Their b'choros were killed. And that's the greatness of Chatzos. And that's Makas B'choros hitting the Rashis. Rashis onim ba'alei chum. Because this is the moment of Rashis, the moment God is revealing himself as the creator. And Mamela, they're out and we're in. Their first is out and our first is in. So according to this, the Kedusha B'choros b'chin zelu ma'zeh. The Makas B'choros, the Kedusha of Rashis. So this is not in the world of Chakor Dov, it's the world of Haster Dov, of Ishavus. And therefore there can't be any Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Shliach. On the other hand, Kedusha B'choros is part of the Torah. And the whole Torah was through a Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu. Without Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, we don't have a Torah. And this Matzav created the Kitzur B'Lashon Moshe La'am that we asked earlier. God says to Moshe, Kaddish li kol peter rechem. And Moshe says, Zechor ha-seyom hazeh asher yetzasem mimitzrayim. Mazeh? Mazeh? Moshe is saying what God says. And that the explanation is that God was telling Moshe now about the Kedusha of B'chorah. And that word is Kvod Elokim Haster Davar. And therefore the Torah doesn't say it. Moshe told them, like the Ramban says, that a lot of times the Torah is makatzer. There's really a lot more said. The Torah is just not telling us. So Moshe told them, but the Torah doesn't tell us. Why? Because the Torah is showing us there's a Kvod Elokim Haster Davar going on over here. There's a Gilui of Kedushas Reishis. Once the Gilui of Kedushas Reishis, then that can't be stated. That's hidden. This Kaddish Likol B'chor is a Gilui of Kedushas Reishis. But not Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Shliach telling the Jewish people. That'd be too much. Because this idea of of Ishavus is Mufka from Shlichus. And the pasuk is Makatzir to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu Shlichus in this matter is not glat, because this is not Shaykh to Moshe, it's Shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Chvodu Be'atzma. And therefore the place in the Torah to be mavlit, to emphasize the Shaykhus of Mamon Yisrael Kedush Yisrael is Dafka Minyan Kedush Sabachorah. It's Kinyanei HaAdam Hashaykh b'derech hanhaga, avadati, asafti. The kinyanim came because you acted in certain ways. The only kinyan that comes to a person shelo derech hanhaga al derech hisavus is the vlad of his behema. The behema is his kinyan, but the moment of the creation of the bechor is not in a person, not a person's peula. It's a bria shel reishis. Vlad is Shaykhtim because it was born and it came into being in his Rishus. But it's not something he did. And that's like Kedushas Knesset Yisrael. That Shaykh to Amar Vayei. Whereas other Umos are Shaykh more to Tziva Vayamu. Therefore, by Mamanus, the closest Tziur to the Hizdamus of the Maila of the Kedushas Yisrael. It's Vlad Behema. I want to show that in Mamanus, this Kedushas Yisrael, that's Vlad Behema, because it's showing that it's not something we did. It's Shaykh to the moment of creation. And that's exactly what Kedushas Yisrael is. Kedushas Yisrael is something as a yesh me'ayin dika creation. We're not in the world of anhaga like the umas ha'olam are. We're in the world of creation. Something beyond this world. לכן בממונות הציור הקרוב ביותר לדמות למעלת קדושתם של ישראל, in Mamonos, the closest seer to the Kedusha of the Maila of the Kedusha of Yisrael is by Vlad Behema, which comes Derech His Havos and not Derech Asiyah. It's not our doing. It's beyond us, just like Kedusha of Yisrael is beyond us. Both Kedusha of Yisrael and the Vlad Behema, their creation is Derech His Havos. And therefore, it remains the Doros and the Torah, the Kedushas Bechorah, and Mamonis. And the Vlad of a Behemoth Yisrael. And that's the Makor Bechlal, the Milas Kinyan Mamonis Shel Yisrael. And that's what is Mechayev, a much more subtle Havdalah. The Havdah Ben Kodesh to Kodesh. Reuven's money is holy if it's Reuven's money, it's holy if it's Shimon's money. So you have to be Mavdil, and that requires a lot of Chachmah. Just like Knesset Yisrael is different than all their bruim, so too my Vlad Behema is different than all other things that I own. Because both Knesset Yisrael and my Bechor connect to the Mailan Majrega of his Havas more than Hanhaga. Amzu Yitzarti Liti Lasi Yisaperi. Yitzarti is Derech his Havas. That's the nation that I created. Bereshis Besvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis. This is so incredibly deep, profound, and awesome that I have no words. So it's worth about $20 billion, and I'm selling it to you for free. But don't underestimate the value of what we just learned. Dvar Nisgav Meotz, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.